Welcome to episode 44 of Gallifrey Public Radio. This week we decided to take a few moments to talk about how great our fandom is, so crack open a cold one. This one is for you guys. But first, your hosts. I'm Jay Witten.
We need somebody who is more intense.
And with me are Melissa Mazza.
Perfect Whovian name.
And Keir Hansen.
The jockstrap of Rassilon is formidable and large.
Spoilers.
We will be discussing news and rumors, as well as episodes that have already aired. But if we get into anything too serious, don't worry. We'll warn you again.
Hello, and welcome to episode 44 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where we sing the praises of the most diehard of fandoms, the ones with the longest-lasting obsessions, the fans more persistent than a Jehovah's Witness with abandonment issues, the Whovians. So welcome, guys. I am Melissa, as always joined tonight by Jay. How are you, Jay?
Doing all right.
Glad and tonight we are currently Keirless. He is allegedly close enough to me, like I could walk to him and bring him back to my apartment and bring him into this podcast. But he seems to be busy tonight, so yeah. we've got this, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, life reared its ugly head and pulled him away at the last minute. So we had promised we're going to do an episode on the Valyard, and we are still going to do that. It just seems it seemed like it would be wrong to do one that was so heavily focused on the classic series and not have Keir here with us. So we're going to push that back for just a week. So we are planning on doing it still. If that's what you're looking for, then it is coming. We haven't forgotten about it, but we do want to make it the best possible one that we can do. So we did decide to push that back a little bit.
Yeah, we definitely can't do it without him. And yeah. I think this will give, I know it'll give me a little bit more time to research and stuff. So
yeah. So, but we decided, obviously, as many of you know, I went on vacation for a couple weeks, and while I was on vacation, I ran into a multitude of Whovians, and it just kind of got me thinking about how awesome our fandom is. It was kind of crazy just walking around in, all these various places and everything, and everybody stopped and being like, "Hey, that's an awesome shirt. I love that." And, it's like, "Oh, you're a Doctor Who fan?" So it's just, you can find them anywhere, and there's always something to talk about with them. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about how awesome the fandom is as a whole and just kind of, pat ourselves on the back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the Whovian fandom is unlike anything else, and when you finally actually start seeing us in the wild, it's just amazing. You're right. Like, you can just never stop talking. Like, I've had this experience recently, too, where people that I never talk to for more than 2 minutes that I either work with or see on my commute or whatever, suddenly, somehow you find out that they're into Doctor Who, and that's it. You're best friends, right? Like, right off the bat.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't need to know anything else about you. Yeah. Oh, you killed your family in a brutal murder? Yeah, I don't care.
You're good in my book.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I mean, that was one thing that happened is when, while I was gone, I ran into somebody and he saw my shirt and said something about it. And so we started talking and, it was one of those. He was like, "All right, who's your doctor?" I was like, "David Tennant." He goes, no. What about Companion? I was like, I have to go with Donna. He's like, not really. Favorite episode, blank. Yeah, there it is. And it was one of those things, like, there's always something that you can connect with somebody on. There's always something, regardless if it's doctor, companion, episode, writer, director, whatever it is, there's always something that you can see eye to eye with somebody on. And I think that's what makes it so easy to find people and talk to them. Because even had he said, his favorite doctor was Colin Baker, I could still talk to him about the show. Yeah, it's still something that we both love so much that we'll stop in the middle of Walmart to talk about it.
And that's been my experience, actually. Someone that I know that peripherally, I just found out is a Whovian, and his favorite doctor is Colin Baker. So because we've been preparing for this Valyard episode, I have been watching a lot of Sixth Doctor episodes,
right.
And suddenly we have something to talk about, and something to argue about and stuff. So you are so spot on. I know that you recently went on vacation, and you also recently attended Texas Comic Con, which,
yes.
Like, I have been I don't know why, but today I've been just thinking about New York Comic Con, how I can't wait for it, and we have to wait till October. So I'm so jealous of you. So I thought we could talk about some of the people that you kind of ran into on your travels and the kind of things that are out there right now. I'm sure there were, like, you know, toys and gadgets and stuff at the con and things like that. So yeah. What are your kind of overall the last few weeks? What have your Whovian in the wild impressions been?
I mean, obviously, you know, at a place like Comic-Con, it's going, you know, regardless if it's local all the way up to like San Diego, you're going to run into Whovians, and everybody's going to be, you know, willing to stop and talk about it for however long. And yeah, that was the case at Comic-Con. And I wrote a blog post on it. I'm not going to bore you guys with the details. If you want to read more about the entire experience, you can go and check it out there, and I'll include a link in the show notes.
Go to GallifreyPublicRadio.com. I think it's the latest blog on there, or is there might be one after that.
It'll definitely be on the first page if you're listening to this when it goes live, but there will be a link in the show notes. So GallifreyPublicRadio.com/44, and you can find it that way. But I mean, the great thing was is just stopping and seeing people and, you know, taking a picture with all the different cosplayers and stuff, and, you know, just sharing that little moment. And I actually found out there was somebody I was talking to, and they're like, well, you know, we've got this group down here called Doctor Who Fans United. So if you're in the San Antonio area, you know, look these guys up. And they actually rent out a movie theater once a month and watch Doctor Who episodes in the theater with a huge group of Whovians. And at the end of the month, that's where I'm going to be going to watch. I think they're doing the seventh Doctor this month. And then next month, we're going to be watching the eighth Doctor movie. And it's just, you know, where are you going to find this kind of thing, this kind of fandom where it's, you know, once a month, hey, let's just get together, rent out a movie theater and watch our show.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Oh yeah. I'm dying. I'm looking forward to this so much. But yeah, then you just run into random people, you know, everywhere, and they just want to stop and talk about it. And, you know, I mean, look at us. We every week sit down and talk about the show for, you know, an hour, sometimes more, sometimes a lot more. Yeah. And we're still wanting to do it even more. You know, this isn't something that goes away. You know, I think of a lot of the different things that I've been into, growing up, you know, and I was always a big Star Wars fan. I still am. You know, I still like Star Trek. I still watch Firefly, you know, regularly, but nothing really catches my imagination like Doctor Who does. You know, I can sit down and I'll discuss Firefly with somebody for a little bit, but after a little while, you're just like, okay, let's move on. I can sit down and talk about Doctor Who for hours on end and not run out of stuff to talk about.
Well, to be fair, you have 50 years worth of material for Doctor Who and 13 episodes for Firefly.
That's definitely plays into it, yes. Yeah, but that's just
the thing. I definitely hear what you're saying, yeah.
So,
I mean, did you see any cool, like, cosplays or anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a fourth Doctor cosplayer. There was a tenth Doctor who, the guy actually looked remarkably like David Tennant. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't mistake him for him or anything, but he's spot on. You know, and there were a lot of 11th Doctors, a lot of female 11th Doctors. Yeah, they were just all over the place. There were weeping angels that scared the crap out of me, I'm not going to lie. I asked to take pictures with them, and at one point, one of them gets so close that her nose was touching my cheek. At that point, I just threw my hands up. I'm like, yep, I'm done. You got the picture, right? Yeah, let's move on. Come on. Go.
Well, even more proof we're in that alternate universe where Ten is the, you know, the mortal doctor.
Yeah, it was freaky, but yeah. Anyway, but yeah, there are lots of people that weren't even in costume that just, you know, happened to see my shirt. I wear Doctor Who shirts constantly. It's
so what kind of shirts were you wearing?
Let's see. One day I was wearing my TARDIS repair manual T-shirt. I can't remember what I wore the second and third days. My Doctor Who Fallout T-shirt, or my Tenet Fallout T-shirt. So just stuff like that people see and just get a kick out of.
Nice.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a great way to do it too. Is, you know, finding those Doctor Who T-shirts. I think yesterday Ripped Apparel had one that was the Minions have the phone box, and it was the Minions from Despicable Me carrying the TARDIS.
I saw that.
I was like, I want this so badly. It's not even fair.
My favorite one that I have is Serenity hauling the TARDIS.
Yeah, I actually have that one too.
Nice. If we ever go to a con together, then we'll coordinate.
Yeah, there we go. Then, you know, when we were heading back, I've infected my family. My wife has a Doctor Who shirt. My 11-year-old has one that he bought with his own money. So on our way back home, we went to drop the rental car off, and the girl that was running the kiosk came out, and we all just happened to be wearing Doctor Who shirts. It worked out that way. And she's like, "That is the most awesome thing I've ever seen." And then proceeded to tell us about a TARDIS bathing suit that she found on Etsy. Yeah. So it's all this different stuff that you just run across. And she wound up, you know, giving us a minor discount because we're fellow Whovians. And
that's what's up. That's
yeah.
Show your Whovian pride proudly and get discounts.
I give you free stuff. No. So what about you? Have you run across any Whovians out in the wild?
Oh, for sure. Like I said, someone that I work with, it was actually really funny. A few weeks ago, I heard someone talking about little people, and the conversation was basically like, it's either Peter Dinklage or Tony Cox. There are no other little people in Hollywood. And then I said, what about Warwick Davis? He was on Doctor Who a few weeks ago. And they were like, oh my God, you know Doctor Who. And it started this whole thing. And now every time I see this guy, it's like, why Colin Baker was the best doctor and blah, 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 blah. Like, and these are people that I know, you know, just, you know, I see them like once a week, maybe, if that. And I find myself slowly like looking forward to that. Like, you know, I hope the Doctor Who guy is there. Like, I hope, you know, we're everywhere. And some people have literally been watching it since they were a kid. And you find these older people who are like, yes, I'm so glad the show is back. And I'm like, what do you mean it's not back? Like, the season's not till November or whatever. And they're like, no, I'm glad that it's back from like the 80s.
Yeah. And,
you know, like, they're just, my favorite thing, like I said, like, I've never been to San Diego Comic-Con, and I, like, it is my, like, you know, I have humble dreams. It is my dream to go there one day. But I go to New York one every year, and no, yeah, I was just saying, you gotta wear your Whovian shirts with pride, and no matter what, I guarantee you someone is gonna get the reference and start talking to you, and you're going to make a best friend for life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, even if it's just, you know, that simple, like, somebody sees you from across the street or something and they just smile and kind of nod at you, and it's just, you know what's going on.
Yeah. Actually, last year I was at, where was I? I was, like, going somewhere in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I was at the Hoboken train station, and there was, like, construction going on, and I was, like, I saw a guy from, you know, 30 feet away or so who had a Doctor Who shirt on, and I was like, I like your shirt. And he couldn't hear me. He's like, what? I'm like, I like your shirt. And this went on for like 5 minutes, and then finally he's like, oh, Doctor Who, like, thumbs up. Like,
yeah,
stuff like that happens all the time. So this is what we're casting about today. Like, you know, we appreciate that.
That's actually all about all I've got on the topic, and there's not much to go into, really.
Yeah. So for everyone out there, like we said, we really wanted to discuss the Valyard. Let's see, I've been watching this. She always says the Valyard.
Yeah, Valyard.
I've been saying the Valyard, like, very American. But we really want to get in depth with that. And so we're going to save that for next week when Kira's here. So today is just going to be kind of news, but since there's not much news out there, it's going to be a short cast, which is weird because every time we say that, it's usually like 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Today it actually seems like it might not be the 2 hour. But also regarding the news, everyone should know, and I'm always saying this, but I'm paranoid about it. At this point, like, there might be mild spoilers. There aren't going to be today, but I'm just very paranoid about this. And, so, you know, we wanted to discuss our kind of experiences with people. We've talked about that. So we're going to move into the news. There's not a lot of news, but I think at this point out, the thing, like, because there is not a lot of news, we're going to be kind of grasping, and photos get released and things like that, and we're going to speculate. And I really, you know, if someone is, like, completely spoiler-free and doesn't want to hear our fan theories and stuff, this would be the point where they would tune out, except that there's nothing spoilery coming up. So I'm not really sure why I brought it up.
Yeah, we don't have anything really spoilery this week. But actually, one thing I did want to bring up, though, there was a comment that I read. hang on, let me see if I can pull this up real quick. Somebody was talking about the, you know, obviously with all the speculation about the 12th Doctor and everything going on like that, there's lots of theories flying around. And this one is actually one that I hadn't put into full form in my mind yet, but this is actually something that I think the execution of would be great. So what it says is, what if the next season of Doctor Who is an entire season about John Hurt's character and how he entered in the Time War, and then the end of the season he regenerates into Christopher Eccleston, giving us another season of Eccleston before Rose. Then when Eccleston meets Rose, and it Tarantino's back into Matt Smith regenerating, and we finally see our 12th Doctor. Wow. So, I mean, that would make it another 2 years before we found out who the 12th Doctor was. And I mean, I think that that would be absolutely amazing if that were to happen. I highly doubt that it will, but I think it would be incredible.
Actually, I mean, highly doubt. I think that sounds really reasonable. I mean, I know, you know, it's BBC. They're going to keep their mouths closed. But, like, I haven't heard anything about who the 12th Doctor could be. Like, you know, normally stuff gets leaked. So yeah, this could actually be a really slick way of, you know, keeping that on the...
Right, taking the time to get...
Yeah.
I mean, that,
I kind of like that.
You know, Eccleston has said before that, you know, he's not finished with his doctor yet. And then he... Yeah, you know, then he doesn't come back for the 50th anniversary and whatnot. So it's like it's very fickle at times, but I think that could be a brilliant idea. And you know, one of the things that someone brought up was, you know, in Rose, in the very first episode, we see the Ninth Doctor, and it's clear he just regenerated. You know, he looks in the mirror and he starts, you know, analyzing himself like he hadn't seen himself yet. So it's very early on in his regeneration. And so it's like, how would you get something before he meets Rose? Well, what you can do instead, there's another theory that I've seen that, you know, at the end of the episode, when the Doctor goes to leave and asks Rose to come with him the first time, and she says no, and then the TARDIS dematerializes and then immediately pops back up. And he said, did I mention that it travels in time? And then that's when Rose goes with him. Mm-hmm. Well, what I've read is that, you know, he probably went, did a whole bunch of adventures and stuff, because remember the guy at the beginning that she ran into had pictures of him in all these different places. He'd been tracking him. And it's like, how is he going to do that if the Doctor's still early on in his regeneration? So the theory is that when he left Rose there, he went and had all these adventures and then realized, no, I really do need somebody with me, and goes back to that exact point to pick her up again. Uh-huh. So it's like, we could have that whole time period in between there, where it's like he leaves Rose and then goes and does all this crazy stuff, have a lot of one-off companions, do stuff like that, and then come back to pick up with Rose.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely heard that theory before, but I like that twist on it, that this could kind of fit in. I hadn't noticed that it seemed like he was, like, really, like, immediately post-regeneration in Rose. So I'm going to have to go look at that. But that, you know, that could be awesome. Like, Ninth Doctor is actually one of my favorites, so to get to see more of him would be amazing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would love to see Chris Eccleston come back and do another episode or another season, you know, or just, you know, make cameos, come back and do something, you know, because I think that he was a great Doctor. He's really undersold because he was on the show for such a short period of time, but he was fantastic. I mean, no pun intended. I mean, he was absolutely brilliant as the Doctor, and I feel like he gets undersold just because of his short tenure.
Agreed. And I really like that twist on it, that this could kind of fit in with... Because, so this is the kind of spoilery thing. It's been... I don't have a link for this because it's just been kind of around, but it's been confirmed that John Hurt's Doctor is not a future regeneration. He is a past one. I think the clothing designer leaked it. She said something on Twitter or something. So to me, like, you know, that's even more so of like, we did not get enough Eighth Doctor. We did not get enough Ninth Doctor. Like, there, you know, clearly it's going to be somewhere in there. Yeah. So, you know, to get any, you know, even if freaking Paul McGann came back and kind of fleshed out what was going on here, would be a lot better. And so, but I don't really know anything about him. So I would really much prefer Christopher Eccleston to come back and flesh it out.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it would be great to have a short little cameo with Paul McGann at the beginning, then have, John Hurt throughout the entirety, and then Chris Eccleston at the very end, you know, just kind of tie it all together. But I saw a picture of John Hurt, and here we are talking spoilers, even though we said we weren't going to, but he actually was wearing, like, you can see his full costume, and it looks like it's a nice mix between the Eighth and Ninth Doctor. He's got like the Eighth Doctor's, you know, frilly shirt on, and then the Ninth Doctor's leather jacket over it. So it's like, I mean, yeah, it seems to be leading a lot of credence to it.
Yeah, and this is exactly what we saw with when Matt Smith was the Doctor. He was still wearing Ten's coat and stuff when he crashed. So
yeah,
it seems like, again, there's just like one or two pictures out there, but it seems like it's going to be that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. We've still got plenty of time to see, and we've got until August before we hear anything about the 12th Doctor, or likely August anyway, speculation at this point. But that's about the time that we found out that Matt Smith was going to be the new Doctor. So it's all, you know, just based on patterns and stuff at this point that we're guessing. But
we are going to analyze the shit out of this patterns.
Exactly. Because we're Whovians. It's what we do.
Yeah.
So, but then we do have some actual news.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the big news that came out a little while ago about the royals visiting the TARDIS, Prince Charles and Lady Camilla were given a tour around the new TARDIS. They said that even Prince Charles had said he's been a fan of the show since he was younger, and he actually tried to do a Dalek impersonation, or he's spoken to the Dalek voice synthesizer or something. And I'm sorry, I just, the picture of that just makes me laugh so hard sometimes, just trying to imagine Prince Charles doing a Dalek impersonation. I mean, you can't think about that and not laugh.
Yeah. And people on Twitter were like criticizing that. I was like, are you crazy? This is the greatest thing ever. Why is there no recording of this?
It's like, exactly. Somebody needs to put this on YouTube. You know, and then auto-tune it. Seriously.
Get on that.
So, but yeah, I mean, nothing real big came out of this. I think Jenna Coleman let something slip about how there's going to be three Doctors in the 50th anniversary special, but, you know, now that we know that John Hurt is labeled as the Doctor, it, you know, I don't see anything more than just Matt Smith and David Tennant. I think that's just Jenna Coleman not really paying attention to what she's saying.
Yeah, I'm sure to her that didn't seem like a spoiler or anything, you know?
Yeah. It's like, seriously, somebody needs to educate her and what her fans are like. It's like, let her know what's going on here. It's like, no. If you put the inflection on the wrong part of the word, they're going to come up with this whole theory here. But anyway. Yeah, and then actually the Fourth Doctor Time Capsule box set is... I'm not sure if this says it's coming out or if it's already released. It's set to release July 29th in the UK only. So everybody on this side of the pond, we're out of luck unless you've got friends that are willing to send you this. But looking at it, I'm sorry. Once I got my hands on it, I wouldn't let it go. I mean, this is really cool. Yeah, I mean, it comes in a nice box that has the seal of Rassilon on the top, the Fourth Doctor sonic screwdriver in it, some pictures, some books, a figure, you know, all kinds of interesting little stuff in there.
Yeah, it's okay. So it officially includes, this is what's in your link, an exclusive post-regenerative Fourth Doctor action figure wearing Pertree's trademark frill-fronted shirt, a sonic screwdriver, which is freaking awesome that it.
Yeah.
I might buy this just for the screwdriver. An audio version of the classic Baker story, Genesis of the Daleks. The novel Tomb of Valdemar by Simon Messingham, set during the Doctor's search for the key to time. Art cards of all the companions, which is also really, really cool.
Yeah.
And a letter from Tom Baker himself, which is awesome. And it's coming out at the end of the month. I think Genesis of the Daleks is one of those ones where we don't have the video. Is that... or something like,
I think it's missing a part of it.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly. It's
so
been...
this could be really cool because there have been all kinds of rumors like that. They're gonna. We talked about this a few weeks ago. How like they allegedly found a cache of video, but but as far, like, you know, that's all rumor, but I've actually heard that they're going to be doing more audio versions of things that were either lost or damaged or something like that. So I think this is really cool. And obviously this is going to be one, you know, one of, hopefully one of many Doctor, sets. Some people on Reddit were actually pissed off. They wanted a whole comprehensive, like a 50th anniversary. This is like the whole DVD set of everything ever. But I kind of like this. You get some toys, you get some, you know, information. There's an audio thing, there's a novel that, you know.
Right. Yeah. It's cool, especially if you're into the excess material, the more than just the DVDs of the show. I mean, this is a great little purchase. So, you know, if you're in England or have access to stuff from there, you know, it's definitely worth checking out and picking up.
Feel free to tweet me and taunt me with it.
Or, you know, send it, whichever you want to do. We're good.
Yeah. I'll take one of those companion cards.
And then Murray Gold has actually announced that he has written a new song for the 50th anniversary. He says it's kind of like a special happy birthday to the Doctor song. So it'll be releasing at the proms, the Doctor Who proms this weekend.
Yeah, wait, I don't understand that. What's going on with the proms?
The proms? A series of concerts that they do in England. The BBC sponsors it, and they get, you know, the Doctor Who prom is just a special for this show, music from the show kind of thing. So it's, the proms are a whole series of concerts that they do over there. And the Doctor Who proms is just the one where they focus on Doctor Who and, you know, obviously primarily on Murray Gold. I'm really interested to seeing this, you know, because Murray Gold is a brilliant musician. You know, he may not be the greatest lyricist in the world if Rings of Akhetin was in fact his stuff. But he's always done a brilliant job with the music. So I'm very interested in seeing what he comes up with here.
Yeah, and I like what he says in the link that the last words are "Happy birthday, Doctor You, Y-O-U," which I'm sure the whole audience is going to mishear and say, "You must never call him by that name."
Yeah.
So I'm glad he addressed that so that we're not talking for the next few weeks of, like, they called him Doctor Who.
I can't believe he said that. Oh, wait. Never mind. Yeah. So, yeah. And then the last bit of news that we have is actually the first look at David Bradley playing the First Doctor for The Adventure in Space and Time.
Yeah, and like you said before we started recording, I can't see him as anything but Walder Frey right now. So screw that guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, he looks great. You know, he looks very, very much like William Hartnell.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see this. I think this is going to be one of those things, you know, it's going to be right up there with the 50th anniversary for me, just in terms of excitement. I can't wait to see this. I'm looking forward to this so much because especially I've seen some pictures of the TARDIS console that they've released. And I mean, it looks fantastic. They went through this and spared no detail on anything. It's just brilliant.
Some of the other actors who are going to be in it, you have Jessica Raine, who was in the episode Hyde, is going to be playing Verity Lambert. Mm-hmm. You have, Jamie Glover as William Russell, who was Ian, Gemma Powell as Jacqueline Hill, who played Barbara, which I don't know who Gemma Powell is, and Claudia Grant as Carol Ann Ford, who played Susan. And then they have Reese Shearsmith, who I don't know who that is either, as Patrick Troughton. So it could be pretty cool. I'm definitely going to watch this. I wasn't too excited about. We started like talking about this months ago when they started announcing this, and I didn't care at all then. But now I'm actually getting really excited for it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's definitely starting to get a lot more hype and a lot more exposure. And the more I see about it, the cooler it looks. So.
Definitely.
Well, that about does it for the news. And I think we're actually, yeah, that about does it for this week too. So
yeah, like we said, I mean, it's going to be a short, short one this week. We took a couple of weeks off, so I hope everyone stuck with it. If you download this podcast, we just want to give you a little something.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be back. We love doing this show, so taking time off away from it sometimes can be just as painful as anything else. So we're glad to be back, and we look forward to doing the Valyard episode next week. But in the meantime, share your thoughts and your experiences with us on this in the comments on the show. Let us know some of your experiences when you've run into Whovians out in the wild. Have you been attacked and tackled and just smothered with all kinds of lovingness? Tell us what happens when you guys run into Whovians out there. So just go to GallifreyPublicRadio.com/44. You can find all the links that we talked about this week. And share your experiences with us and let us know what some of the awesome stuff you've run into.
And definitely check out Jay's article on the Texas Comic Con. I found it pretty interesting.
Yeah, and if you have a chance to go to a local con, I know a lot of people, they keep hearing about San Diego Comic Con, and that's Mecca. That's where they've got to go. And if you get the chance, absolutely go. But I'm not a fan of huge crowds, and they don't get much bigger than that. So a little local place like this was brilliant for me. It was still find all kinds of people. There's all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, I picked up all kinds of stuff from local artists and things, just fantastic artwork and stuff like that. So, I got my little TARDIS and Dalek salt and pepper shakers. That was awesome.
Nice.
But if you're thinking about it, or if you have the opportunity and you're just not sure whether or not, give it a shot. They're usually really, really reasonably priced. They're not exorbitantly expensive if they're the local deal. So it's definitely worth going and checking out, maybe for just one day. Check the schedule and see what they've got that looks appealing to you, and go check it out for that one day, maybe. It's definitely worth it just to see. I didn't know how I was going to feel about cons before I went, or I'd never been to one. So it was an eye-opening experience, and it was just absolutely brilliant. So,
yeah, if you don't realize how many Whovians are out there, and then suddenly you're in a spot with a bunch of them, it is a crazy experience.
Yeah. Well, this has been episode 44 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, here's to making severely overweight Aquaman cosplayers look normal.
And this is Melissa saying, I've spotted a wild Whovian.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. Have something you need to say, something we got wrong, or something you just need to weigh in on? Send us an email at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com. You can also find us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, on Stitcher Smart Radio under Gallifrey Public Radio. Find us on iTunes, where you can leave us comments and reviews. You can also head over to our homepage at GallifreyPublicRadio.com, where you can leave comments on each episode and get into discussions on the things that we bring up. You can also keep up to date on all the latest news and what's going on in the community. Music by Beyond the Epilogue and Retcon Addict.
Gallifrey Public Radio is copyright 2013.